what did we learn about the policy at this roundtable today?
Well, it's interesting because he went on about his kind of time. He's been there almost 2 years, or a little bit over 2 years, as the Director of National Intelligence. And he kind of just popped this out there. He kind of said, you know, we can't make the mistakes we made we did on 9/11, and I'm going to sign out this policy. And all the reporters' ears, of course, perked up. And this is actually one of several policies that he's been working on over the last, you know, 2 years to try to really address make information sharing better. It's all about the Connecting the Dots Fund. And this one specifically, this new one, will address roles and responsibilities. It lays out how to determine who can see specific intelligence and when. Then let me give you an example, try to make it a little more clear. If a piece of intelligence is finished, it's completed, we have all the information we need, that should be available to anybody who has the appropriate clearance. But if it's a piece of raw intelligence, a spy, as they said, just gives it to the analyst, should that be available to anyone? Well, under this new policy, it will tell you no, actually, except for a very select few who deserve to be in touch. Maybe only one person would be who knows of their intelligence source.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's a bunch of stages in between raw data, as they call it, raw intelligence, to the finished product. And there's he calls it an incremental approach, stair steps to when this data can be available. It's actually very interesting.
Now,
the policy also lays out a new term called originator control, or ORCON, another great
acronym. Of course, ORCON.
ORCON.
Yeah.
And this lets the originator of the data, or the person who started with it or develops it, kind of add some control to it. And this is very important because there's been a lot of debate over, well, I don't want to give up my source, or I don't want to, could that put my source at risk in some way if it's a spy in a country like, you know, Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, name it, you know, North Korea, they want to be able to protect it because otherwise they're at a disadvantage.
Is there anything being discussed about the fact that with Mike McConnell being gone in a couple days, literally now, we've been talking about transition for so long that it seems weird to say that it's just going to be a couple days till some of these folks are no longer doing their jobs. But what's the feeling about this policy being kind of put in on just a couple days before a new administration taking over, and eventually there'll be somebody else in that job?
Sure, and obviously President-elect Obama has nominated Admiral Dennis Blair to take over as the Director of National Intelligence, and McConnell has known Blair for about 20 years. They came together through the same, as he called, class, and they've had many conversations. And I think this policy is very supportive. It's not a political policy, if you will. It's needed. It's understood. The big thing here is Admiral Blair is going to have to continue to massage these 16 different intelligence agencies together. Remember, this is fairly new to the government. The CIA has been the CIA for so long. They like to, you know, think of themselves as different, as special needs.
Mm-hmm.
And what this policy is saying is, listen, through technology, we're going to connect, he called the Big Six databases. Remember the Big Six accounting firms? Well, now we have, I think, with the Big Six intelligence agencies, FBI, CIA, NSA, Defense Intelligence Agency. Those are about four of them, and they're going to connect these six through technology, because once they're connected, there's going to be a staggering amount of information that's going to be available, and therefore you need rules. You need rules of the road. You need to understand how the information be shared. So I think while he's signing it out toward his end of his term, I don't think there's going to be any less pressure, any less focus on sharing information correctly and appropriately.
One of the other big areas that McConnell has been overseeing is analytic transformation. First off, explain to people what that is, and then sort of give a status update?
He did give a status update. In fact, analytic transformation is the idea where the way analysts and collectors, the two kind of separate communities, work. It's the way that we're sharing data, the way that there's that makes things easier. Maybe an example is a little easier. We've all heard of the National Intelligence Estimate, the NIE. There's been several of them. Director McConnell said that in 2007 was really the first time this has been done in a totally different way than the past. There was more rigor, more users, you know, assumptions were challenged because they had all this access to information and collaboration through tools such as ASPACE and the Library of National Intelligence. ASPACE is like, you know, MySpace, but for analysts.
Mm-hmm,
and,
right.
In fact, they just launched CSpace for collectors recently in the last 2 or 3 months. And that's going to be the same thing. Bring people together in a secure environment to share information, to collaborate on data, on intelligence. And, you know, I asked Director McConnell, what should Admiral Blair do to continue down the path of this intelligence transformation. And he goes, you know, just stay the course. We're on the right track. We're focused. Things are looking good. So it was an interesting conversation. I mean, that this whole press briefing lasted well over an hour and a half. You know, hit upon a number of different areas, including Iran and North Korea. But this analytic transformation, I mean, he was really excited about this and cybersecurity and things like that.
And it's interesting when they, with these people, I think, feel a little freed up at this point that they can sort of talk about these things in a different way.
I do. But you know, this administration, I'll give it some credit, the intelligence community has been very open over the last couple of years. I've been impressed by their openness. Now, maybe only open to on certain subjects.